We have an interview with EMS paramedic author BJ Schneider from New Orleans on his book, Welcome to New Orleans, How Many Shots Did You Hear? If that's what you're looking for, you found it right here, coming up on this week's episode of the Medic Cast.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is the Medicast, a podcast for EMS providers by EMS providers, featuring EMS news, products, tips, tricks, and commentary. So grab your gear and glove up. Here's today's show with the pod medic, Jamie Davis.
Well, good day and welcome to this week's episode of the Medic Cast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic, and I'd like to welcome all of you to this week's program. We've got a great show for you coming up. In this week's episode, I got the chance to interview EMS author BJ Schneider over Skype, where we chatted about his book called Welcome to New Orleans, How Many Shots Did You Hear? In this emotional collection of short stories, BJ Schneider recounts over 100 of the most remarkable events in his career. You'll take a ride with him and his partners, experience the highs and lows of life-saving action that he has. Also, we'll find some of the most hilarious moments of his career experienced by the men and women in EMS in New Orleans. So be there for major events like Hurricane Katrina and Andrew. I don't think you'll be disappointed, folks. It's a great interview, and I can't wait to get to it. Before we get to that, though, I do want to make sure you do a couple of things. You need to check out the links and additional information available for you over at the MedicCast blog at mediccast.com/blog. Use the show notes link at the top of the page. You can find what you're looking for by clicking that link, and it'll take you right to the most recent episode. So find what you're looking for, or use the search box in the upper right-hand corner to find what you're looking for. We've been in here for 10 years, folks. We've covered nearly every EMS topic. I want you to take some time and make sure you follow up on the information you hear me talk about in the show so you understand how it applies to your own EMS practice and protocols. If you want to get back in touch with me, you can always do that. Just shoot me an email to podmedic@mac.com. You can send me those emails with comments or questions on an episode, or you can send me a suggestion for a future episode. Whatever the case may be, I want to hear from you. I work hard to respond to every email that comes in, and I will get back to yours as well. So please keep those emails coming. Also, all you iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, or Windows 8 users out there, check out the free MedicCast app from your device's store. It'll be there and you can download it. That's enough contact information. Let's go ahead and get on into this week's show with our special interview segment with author BJ Schneider. BJ, I want to welcome you to the MedicCast. It's great to have you here on the show today, and I'm really excited about your book. I don't know if anybody else out there has already picked it up. It's been out for a little while, but it was great when you touched base with me and we were able to set up this time to record this interview because I want to hear all about it. Before we get to that, though, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? I know you're a paramedic, but maybe tell folks, you know, your training and your where you worked and things like that.
Sure, Jamie. Thank you very much for having me on. I got into EMS. I did some medical training when I was in the Army in the mid-80s. Got out and had no true goal to jump into EMS. I actually jumped into police work. And it was one of those things back when the sheriff's office had both the EMS service as well as the handling the police and the rescue calls. And I was just kind of drawn to it, started my training there, did EMT basic, intermediate, and paramedic as I moved through the ranks, did rescue work, eventually migrated over to the city of New Orleans and worked 911 for them for many a year, doing both rescue and paramedic street work for them. Amazing, wonderful place to do it. I migrated after that just because we all know EMS gets to be a tough place to be an older guy. It gets one of those things you got to look forward in your career. So I moved into medical safety. I've had the luck to travel all over the world doing safety and medical work, and am currently a safety, health, and security manager for a large company in the oil and gas industry.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, I always like to hear about paramedics that have taken their skills and their knowledge set and been able to parlay that into something different as they get to the end of their paramedic careers and want to do something different. I went into journalism. Other people do different things and work in the private sector, and it sounds like you found a fit for yourself there as well.
Yeah, it was one of those amazing things. You think about it and you go, I love what I do, but I don't know if I can keep working the street as a truck medic. So that's when I started exploring some of those other avenues. And being from Louisiana, as I am, the oil and gas industry is such a major part of what we do down here. I had the ability to step in some of those type of trainings. A lot of that medicine across the barricade and some of that remote medical specialist type of things, which allowed me to move into different areas.
So tell us about how you got the idea for the book. And first, tell us what the title is, and then tell us a little bit about what occurred to you to maybe write some of your stories down.
Well, the title of the book is Welcome to New Orleans. How many shots did you hear? It is a play on what was going on at the height of my time at the city, which was the mid-90s or so, when we had the highest per capita murder rate in the world.
Wow.
New Orleans was a very, very rough place at the time. And we were seeing so much trauma, and obviously that was spilling over onto the tourists, unfortunately. And it was almost that black humor that so many medics share, where it was, welcome to New Orleans. How many shots did you hear? Because it was becoming such a tragic kind of thing. How I came about to write the book is in itself is much an interesting tale. Is my daughter, who's 27, and my wife have been pestering me for years to put down on paper the stories that I've told at every get together, every barbecue, every time we've had a group of medics get together, and the stories just start to flow. And I was just harangued by them to put it on paper. And I finally was sitting in a class, as we often so many do do refresher training. And we've all had that instructor who just about bores you to tears. And I started typing while I was sitting in class, kind of having one ear on the class and working. Don't tell that instructor that. And the first story, which I left as the very first story in the book, came out in a very short period of time. And then I couldn't stop typing. Then they just started to come after that.
That's inspiring. I think a lot of people realize that they have some story to tell, but don't understand whether they have the knowledge or the ability to tell it. And and it's often our loved ones that spur us on to get some of those stories out, to get those ideas onto paper and out in different formats so that people can catch up with you. So give us some flavor. What are some of the stories like? You said 100 short stories in this book. I mean, that's pretty impressive. And I think that paramedics and non-paramedics alike will probably really enjoy that. But give us a flavor of some of the things you look at.
Well, I did a full cross-section in the sense that there are a lot of funny stories because, let's face it, those are the easiest ones to get out. They're the ones you tell the most often. So those are the ones that are there. But I felt to be true to what we do, I had to touch back into some of those things that were painful, that were difficult. Some of them are high stress situations. So I tried to do a real good cross section of that. I mean, everything from the very first story in the book is called To Pee or Not to Pee. It is just a joke on an evil partner who when running from calls to calls, is torturing me in the front seat as I'm trying to use the restroom between calls. It is something we've all had to endure before, yep. And it's just one of those things. And so that's kind of the height of where the humor comes from. I was here in New Orleans all through Hurricane Katrina, so I have quite a few stories about what that was like. I have, unfortunately or fortunately, depends on how you look at it, worked on numerous very close friends in my careers, either policemen or EMS personnel who were injured or killed on the job. And we have a lot of us have done that. And when we talk about things such as PTSD and so much that's going on, a lot of people haven't had the realization that others have gone through the same sort of trauma before. And I hope that some of those stories that I wrote kind of say, hey, we've been in tough scrapes before. This is my way of getting through it.
Yeah, that's an important message to get out there, and I think it's so valuable to share those types of stories and give each other a sense that we don't have to just suck it all and keep it inside. We can get out there and share our stories and also find help when we need to find help for the difficult things we see and do.
Most certainly. And you said the non-EMS person. I definitely think the people who really love New Orleans will get a kick out of it, because so much of it is New Orleans flair in what we're talking about. Also, nowadays with things such as Night Shift and some of the other shows that are on, I have quite a few friends who are doing those shows and that now, and they love it because they consider it kind of the old guard stories. I had the luck to be on Trauma Life in the ER on Discovery Channel back in the early 90s. That was back when I
love that show.
Had a few hairs back then in comparison to now, but it was definitely one of those neat things to look back at, and that's where a lot of this kind of stuff comes from. But I also decided to do a little something different, and I think it's paid off, and I like readers to tell me what they think. I don't have any chapters in the book. There are no chapters in the book. Now, I did that, and I kind of explained it in the prologue that as EMS, we go on hundreds, if not thousands, of calls in a year. You have no idea what that next call is going to be. You wait for dispatch to give you the call, and that little bit of information you get is all you have to work with to figure out what that next adventure is going to be that you're heading on. So what I did with the book is I literally mixed up the 100 stories. They're obviously, like we said, some are funny, some are sad, and they're jumbled up. So when you get to that next story, you don't know what you're getting into yet. You have to read on and see where you're going with it. And the analogy that it's so much like what we deal with on the street made me want to move forward with that idea.
I think that's a great idea, and I think it, again, gives the flavor of what we do. For those of us that do that kind of work, we're going to recognize the sense that you're giving there, and for people that are not in the EMS field or in the response field even, are going to get a sort of an idea of how unpredictable our lives and our days can be when we're at work.
Most certainly. And it's... it's one of those things that we always try to explain to loved ones. I mean, how many times in your career do you try to explain to somebody who doesn't work in the field what it is you do and how you do it? In writing this, I'm very lucky. My wife has been a medic almost as long as I have. My daughter, against my best judgment, became a medic as well. So they understand, but so many other people in your family aren't sure of how that is. You always see those things on Facebook. This is what my family thinks I do. This is what I really do. And that's kind of what it is. You know, I wanted to make sure people knew that we have a good time. We try to do what we need to do, but there is a serious side to it as well. And most of what people think that we do is not quite what we really do. There's a whole nother side of it.
Yeah, there really is. So we're recording this right before the holidays, but actually, because I pre-record things, especially at holiday time, this is going to come out just after the holidays. But I think this will make a great thing to pick up with that Amazon gift card you got, or maybe a Barnes & Noble gift card. The book's available in the Nook store. You self-published it, so it's available as an electronic book. And you're working on an audiobook format. How's that coming along?
Coming along good. A lot tougher than I would have originally thought when I started it, but a little better than halfway through and getting the editing done. So we're hoping to have that out sometime after the first of the year.
Fantastic. Well, that's perfect timing. So when you get that out, make sure you send me the link, and I'll make sure I include it in the show notes for this episode.
Excellent. I appreciate it.
So tell us the name of the book again one more time and where folks can find it.
The name of the book is Welcome to New Orleans. How many shots did you hear? You can go to the book's website, which is howmanyshotsdidyouhear.com. It's available through links on the website, also at Amazon, Nook, and at Smashwords. We have the ebook out right now. I'm hoping to have a print version out sometime in 2016, as well as the audiobook version. And look forward to the end of 2016. I've already got 70 stories for Volume 2.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. I'm glad you're working on a second project. I'm actually trying to get my next book in my novel series out coming up here in the next week or so. So when people actually are listening to this, hopefully it's out. I've just got some final editing and some reworking of a few things to do. So we'll be working on that. But I'm very excited that you're actually continuing on with this project, because I think it's a great project to work out and have more than one volume of.
And I definitely found something that I enjoy doing. I always love telling stories. I've been a trainer and instructor for many years, and my students will attest it was really easy to get me off track in front of class, because I'd tell a story sooner than teach a class some days. And it seems to come something that I enjoy. And I think as we move forward, I was suggested by some dear friends that I'd work with that if I supply the refreshments, that we could have a large party and have a storytelling party to collect some more information. And I think we're definitely going to have to do that.
Oh, that's a great idea, because I think you can catch a little bit different, even a different flavor, just hearing a different medic's take on a story.
Exactly. And different perspectives, different point of views, all make its own little flair and its own touch on it.
Fantastic. Well, I'm excited about this book. I'll have a link to it, obviously, in the show notes for this episode, where you can find it in all the ebook formats. And hopefully by then we'll also have an audiobook format for you as well. And we'll make sure it's available and linked to right on the MedicCast site, so folks can go find it. Is there a website where you actually have things available as well?
I have them linked through the book's website, which is howmanyshotsdidyouhear.com. It's also where you can keep up with blog posts that I'll do, contacting me for speaking or for anything else is through that website.
Yeah, and I'll urge people that if they get it through the Smashwords link, you actually get a little bit more money from Smashwords than you do from the other sites. So you can support the author even more by doing it that way.
Definitely. And anything helps. We greatly appreciate it, but I tell you what, as much as money's nice from writing these, tell me what you think. More than anything else, I want to hear what people think. It encourages those of us who write to write more.
Absolutely. And leave a review. That's so important, because it not only tells the author what you thought and what you liked and also what you didn't like, but it also tells that next potential reader that, hey, this is the book for me. And they read those reviews. I know I do, and I know a lot of people do. So putting a review out there, taking an extra few minutes to do that for a fellow medic is just a great thing to do.
Most certainly. I agree completely.
So, BJ, thanks for coming on the MedicCast. Please make sure you keep me in mind the next time you have a project come out or for your next volume. I'd love to have you back on the show to talk a little bit more about that. And we can chat a little bit more about EMS topics.
Fantastic. I'd love to be on anytime.
That's going to wrap up this week's episode of the MedicCast. I want to thank all of you for checking out the show this week, and of course, remind you to follow up on all of the information you get in this week's show over at the MedicCast blog. That's at MedicCast.com/blog. Over there, you'll find a show notes link at the top of the page. Go ahead and take a moment and follow up on all of the information and links to news items and more you find there each week. You can also sign up for our email newsletter that'll bring you those links directly into your email inbox each week if you want. There's a form on the right-hand side of the page. Just go ahead and fill that out, and you can get the MedicCast newsletter for yourself. I also welcome your comments and suggestions by email. So if you want to get back in touch with me, shoot me an email to podmedic@mac.com. Send in your ideas for news links, ideas for future show topics or interviews, whatever comments you might have. I really do look forward to hearing from you, and I'll make sure I get back to you. I work hard to respond back to every email that comes in, so please keep those emails coming. If you want to catch up with me on social media and some of the pages and sites out there, you can find me at most places under the handle Podmedic. So you can catch me over at Twitter at twitter.com/podmedic or Facebook at facebook.com/podmedic. Friend or follow me over there. Also, don't forget to check out our MedicCast Facebook page. We now have over 5,000 followers, so head over to facebook.com/medicCast. Click the like button on the top of the page and join the community over there. That's going to wrap up this week's episode of the MedicCast. Please make sure you spread the word and share the MedicCast with your colleagues and students and friends in the EMS world. I'll be back here each week with new episodes, new interviews, news items, tips, and more every Monday morning to start off your EMS week. Tell somebody else about the Medic Cast today. I'm Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. It's time to close out the show. Don't forget to thank our sponsors. And remember, folks, scene safety, BSI.